Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Once again, we are here to take your calls and thoughts about whatever you might want to discuss here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Noria.
And again, you can bring up anything you want to talk about. There was an interesting thread that Kim.com posted over the weekend. Do you guys know who Kim.com is?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un?
No, very different.
Kim Jong-il?
No. So it sort of came from the same area of the world, I guess. Not directly.
Yeah, a little south of there.
Yeah, you're talking about a Kim's from North Korea. This Kim.com is from New Zealand.
Okay.
And he is, do you want to define him?
Let's see. I don't know that I can define the man. I know that he ran, allegedly at least, I don't know what the status of that is, but he allegedly ran a site, a pirate site, a torrent download site, I believe it was.
No, it was Mega Upload, which was just
a torrent upload.
That was a file sharing site.
A file sharing site, so you could you could upload a torrent to it, I suppose, if you wanted to. But
I got some questionable software from them on occasion.
Well, you got it from one of their users.
Okay.
So they had a website where people could sign up and get, I don't know, 20 gigs or some amount of storage, and you wouldn't have to pay for it. And then you could just put whatever you wanted up there and then give people links to them, and then they could use it to download, right? So some people were using the Mega Upload for, as you say, not so legal purposes. They might have put a DVD rip or something of a movie up there, or music or whatever, right? So whatever it is they wanted to share online. And Mega Upload's position was, well, we don't know what our users are doing. And
that's a good way to live.
The U.S. federal government came down to New Zealand with a helicopter SWAT team, raided his house.
The U.S. government did? They didn't make it like the New Zealand government?
It might have been the New Zealand gang. I don't know.
Either way, the U.S. was responsible.
At the behest of the U.S. government, they raided his home and destroyed his company, charged him and his associates in U.S. court, and he has been fighting extradition for the last decade of his life.
Horrifying.
Yeah, as far as I know, that he has never actually been. He says on his social media that he never, quote, "I never lived there. I never traveled there. I had no company there. But all I worked for now belongs to the United States."
Wow.
Dude, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like the U.S. government.
Sure does.
I mean, they did the same thing to the Pirate Bay people, or they attempted to anyway, or to the Pirate Bay as the organization. I don't know about the individuals themselves, but the U.S. government had no jurisdiction whatsoever in Sweden or Switzerland, whichever one it was the Pirate Bay was based out of. Yep. But that didn't stop them.
No, they all do favors for one another.
And it's not stopping them when they're going after this poor dude in New Zealand who all he did was run a website.
Well, he's not poor. He was doing fairly well for himself running that particular website. And I think he still managed to sock some of it away somehow, because all the photos I still see of him, he's still living in a fairly nice home with his
family. Ross Ulbricht wasn't poor when the FBI, messed with him either. But I would still say that poor guy, because he's
I see what you mean.
Railroaded by the system.
Mm. Kim.com is he's an interesting character. He's now into cryptocurrency.
Okay, so that I blame him.
He's a big advocate of Bitcoin Cash.
Nice.
I can't say that I blame him.
Yeah. and so he actually, I think at one point, he shared a video that Bo Davis made. So, I don't know, but listeners probably don't recognize the name. Bo was the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. He also edited the excellent 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. He's a really talented video videographer. And he does some...
He did a fantastic video with Doug Steinhope overlaid over a series of images called Freedom Defined or Liberty Defined also, which
cool.
is a very short video, but excellently done, beautifully done.
Yeah, he's done a lot of internet kind of shorts recently, and I believe Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com has hired him to do work for Bitcoin Cash.
Oh,
and
really?
So somebody, maybe it was Roger, I don't know who commissioned the work, maybe he did it on his own, but somebody took a clip of Free Talk Live talking about Bitcoin Cash on whatever night it was. I think the captain was on that show. And they took like a 2-minute clip of Free Talk Live and put images to it, right? Because like if it's just us sitting here in the studio looking at each other, it's not the most interesting video, right?
Right. But that's why we're not doing great on video platforms,
right.
Let's be honest.
But if you take some imagery and some videos that are related to what we're saying, you can spice up the video. So they did some post-production work and made a nice little clip where we were talking about Bitcoin Cash and kind of the almost conspiracy theory behind Bitcoin and why it sucks so bad for use as money and kind of why that happened. And they started sharing that around. And Kim.com shared that from his account.
Nice.
So, yeah, the guy's he's an interesting character. So I follow him on social media, and he says, "This may be the most important thread I ever make. Big picture stuff about the major global collapse that is coming. I'll try to help you understand why the future is not what we're hoping for. It's worse than most can imagine."
I tend to think, I don't know where he's going with this, but that's my general assessment of the economic situation as well. It's going to be bad for a lot of people.
And it's just getting started.
Yeah.
In fact, Ron Paul, when we had him on last week on Tuesday night, said he thought that we were 10% of the way into the correction.
I think that's optimistic. I think it's going to be significantly worse.
Yeah. Well, 90% is pretty worse from where we've seen so far.
Yeah, I don't even know if we've seen the start of a correction.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll defer to Ron Paul on that because
I mean the gas station across from my house is selling diesel for like $6.49 a gallon or something like that. That's going to escalate the cost of everything exponentially as diesel continues going up, and it's going to continue going up.
What's diesel cost in California right now?
Can't be good, man.
Regular gas is getting up towards 10 in some parts of California.
I would guess diesel is closer to 14 or 15. I don't know. That's just a guess.
Then.
But yeah, it's not pretty, and it's not going to get any better. And when the price of diesel goes up, so does the price of everything else, except, incidentally, wages.
Yep, because those always trail behind a long ways. So, Kim.com.
Well, they trail behind, and also, if you're paying more for shipping and raw materials, then there's less left to pay wages, you know.
So here's what he has to say. He says, "The United States did not have a surplus or balanced budget since 2001. In the last 50 years, the U.S. only had 4 years of, quote-unquote, profit. In fact, all the profit the U.S. had," some of the government here, obviously, "would not be enough to pay for 6 months of the current yearly deficit. So how did the U.S. pay for things?" And then he shows a chart which shows the...
Is it the inflation graph?
This one is actually the deficits. So it shows the year after year. You remember the Clinton administration, the very end, there was a quote-unquote surplus because they were actually collecting more than they were spending.
Wasn't that because of the dot-com bubble, though? Or the boom of the Internet, at least?
It was supposedly due to the collapse of the Soviet Union and the lack of, they called it the peace dividend at the time, although, of course, there never was any peace, so it was a my understanding is it was actually a projected surplus that never
didn't materialize.
Came to be.
He said, "U.S. spending and debt have spiraled out of control, and the government can only raise the money it needs by printing it." And as we know, that defines inflation when you increase the money supply. He says, "It's like taxing you extra because you pay more for the things that you need, and all your assets decline in value." And then he provides the inflation chart of what is called the M1 money stock. And as I understand, M1, that's the actual physical money supplies. Isn't that right?
I think M1 includes demand deposits,
okay.
But I'm not sure.
Well,
one of them doesn't include digital right?
I don't know.
One of them does.
That would be something we could look up here. But either way, it is the amount of, some amount of the money that's going on out there. And, of course, it's a dramatic increase since 2010. And then in 2020, it shoots up even further, like almost straight up like a cliff. There's more coming up here. We'll share more with what Kim.com has to say about the financial, what he considers to be an absolute disaster. That is on the way. If you want to weigh in here, the number 603-283-6160.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Somebody in our chat room in on Twitch, Jesus the Cynic, says California diesel high today was only $6.87. I'm surprised about that, given that some stations are selling actual unleaded gas for close to $10.
Maybe the price of diesel is more uniform across the United States then.
Yeah, I don't know.
The price of diesel, especially because most of the problem in California is taxes, then tax rates are arbitrary, so there's no reason to believe that the ratio of unleaded gas price to diesel price will hold true across the country.
If you want to weigh in here on the economic calamity or hurricane, as apparently Jamie Dimon, the banker from J.P. Morgan, if I recall, the head boss man over there.
I was going to guess Goldman Sachs. I don't know. They're all interchangeable as far as I'm concerned.
We'll get into that because you've got a story about what he has to say about this going on. But first, it's Kim.com.
Interesting that even the bad guys are starting to admit there's a disaster coming.
Yeah. Well, I guess they have to prepare their clients at some level, right? Like, you know, the ones that have paid a bunch of money for their services, they probably should let them know. But Kim.com is certainly no fan of the U.S. government, considering they have been persecuting him for, I think, pretty much the last decade at this point of his life. And he's got a few things to say. He points out that the U.S. federal government has had a deficit for ever since 2001, according to their own numbers. They've been doing the M1 money printing like crazy, especially in just the last 2 years. And he says, further, the reason why the U.S. got away with it for so long is because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency.
He's right.
Well, there's that, and there's also the fact that when people try to escape the U.S. dollar, the last two examples that I can think of, except Putin, who's more recent, but before Putin, the last two examples were Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi, who one wanted to trade oil for euros, the other wanted to trade oil for gold, and they were both murdered by the U.S. government. So
he points out that nations everywhere hold to the U.S. dollar as a secure asset. So when the U.S. government prints trillions, as it's been doing, it's robbing Americans and the entire world. It's the biggest theft in history.
I hate thinking about it in those terms. He's absolutely right. I think about it in terms of how it affects me as, you know, a person who uses primarily USD, because that's the currency of the realm, and the United States government has sort of prohibited me from using better forms of money.
We've literally got a gun to our head, and we can't use cryptocurrency under our bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case.
However, it's absolutely true. It's not just us being affected by this. The U.S. government is robbing the entire planet.
Although the rest of the planet does have the option to use cryptocurrency and what have you. So I hope they take advantage of that so, you know, the fools get stuck with the bag.
And, you know, as much as we've criticized the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, for being a little tyrant himself, he at the very least did legalize Bitcoin as legal tender there. So people do have the opportunity in that country, at least, to easily exit the U.S. dollar and use an alternative. So it'd be nice if we saw more of that happening.
I would love to see just an abolition of the concept of legal tender, right?
Sure.
I mean, that would be obviously the guy in El Salvador, Bukele. He's not going to do that because he's a Bitcoin maximalist, from what I can gather. But, you know, just saying, hey, look, we don't even have a legal tender. Whatever form of money you want to accept,
let the market decide.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get away from the Bitcoin maximalist term. I prefer Bitcoin monopolist.
That's a good one. It's more descriptive.
Yes.
Although the thing is, a lot of the Bitcoin monopolist maximalist types, they believe in using the dollar.
Right, because for them it's not about freeing the world from the clutches of government or anything like that. For them it's about having Bitcoin as an asset and making lots and lots of money off
of it.
Yeah. Well, also they're putting all their eggs in a basket of currency that is useless as currency because, you know, there's...
Well, they don't even want to use it as currency. They just want it to sit there.
Yeah.
It's a quote-unquote store of value to them. They're talking about Bitcoin, yeah. BTC.
But the question is, if the technology is a monetary technology and it can't be used as money, then a store of what value?
Yeah, it's...
What value are they storing?
They're storing it's speculative that it's going to go up because more people are going to buy it, right?
Right. Yeah. And buy it for what reason if it's not useful?
With the hope that it goes up.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is right now. And it wasn't supposed to be that way. That wasn't Satoshi Nakamoto's intentions with Bitcoin. It's supposed to be a peer-to-peer electronic cash. That's what the white paper says on the front page.
It's supposed to be usable as a currency. Bitcoin's biggest mistake, or Bitcoin can't make mistakes, but the Bitcoin community's biggest mistake is allowing the miners, the ones who want to make large amounts of money off of it, to determine what Bitcoin is going to be. This is why Bitcoin Cash is so important and why Bitcoin SV.
Well, the programmers could have programmed it differently. I mean, the miners get to decide things, and so do the programmers.
Yeah, but whatever
the
51% of the miners go with is going to be what Bitcoin is, right? And the miners are always going to choose the one that's going to be most profitable for them.
Well, there's no reason to believe in the long run that that Bitcoin BTC is going to be the most profitable. As a matter of fact, I believe the opposite. I believe that Bitcoin Cash or some other digital cash that's actually usable as currency has a lot more growth potential, especially now because Bitcoin has been hyped. I think a lot of what's going on is going on in the media, because you'll notice there's only two coins that the media talks about.
Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Mm-hmm. And both of them share the property of having out of control fees.
They also talk
about Shiba Inu and Dogecoin as well.
The Dogecoin are kind of forced into because people like Elon Musk talk about it. I've never heard of Shiba Inu. I don't know even know what that is.
The craze is gone on that one. Yeah. It was a crazy,
Is that like Luna?
No.
Oh, they talked a lot about Luna, too.
Shiba Inu is just another Ethereum token. It's just another meme coin, basically, that went to the moon and then back down.
As they do.
Generally, when the media starts hyping a crypto, to me, it's a sign that's not the crypto to use.
Yeah.
Terra was another one that I talked about a lot.
Not until it really died off.
Well, yeah, I know. They talked about it in a negative context, but they did talk about it a fair bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it deserved to be talked about. It was an incredible failure. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160, although they now
have... Was it a failure, or did it accomplish what it was intended to accomplish?
I think it was a failure.
There's more coming up, though, and now there's Terra 2.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A large migrant caravan with between 10 and 15,000 migrants is expected to reach the U.S.-Mexico border sometime this month. The caravan departed the Mexico-Guatemala border on Monday and has border officials concerned.
When we see these large caravans, these kids and unaccompanied children that are coming across, the cartels are using that to divert those resources.
Texas DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivera is speaking there on Fox News. The White House says President Biden is giving senators space to negotiate gun safety legislation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it has been decades since Congress passed meaningful legislation on firearms. New bipartisan negotiations were prompted by the recent wave of deadly mass shootings in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The Federal Trade Commission is releasing a new report regarding crypto scammers.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is unveiling new features for its most popular devices to kick off its annual developers conference on Monday. The tech giant is expected to showcase its newest operating system, iOS 16, which reportedly includes a revamped notification center and lock screen for iPhones. There are also reports of upgrades to the Apple Watch and Apple TV. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show, the number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the coming economic hurricane, the calamity, if you will, that a lot of people are predicting. Some people say, like Dr. Ron Paul, who we spoke with last week, if you missed that interview, just go to freetalklive.com. It's linked there on the front page of the website.
It's so good of people like Jamie Dimon and, you know, other financiers to finally be getting on board with what we've been talking about for 2 years now, which is that this government printing...
2 years? Hell, I've been talking about it for 20.
I know, sure. I was going to refer specifically to the government printing that has escalated since, you know, COVID-19.
It's in overdrive right now.
Yeah, it's definitely in overdrive. But
they're stealing as much as they can.
But that's predictable. It's like...
That's how it always goes.
It's like the psychic, the cycle of an addict, you know? I used to do a little, but a little didn't do it, so a little got more and more.
Well, yeah, and that's the story of all of the hyperinflation in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they start slow, and then they keep cranking it up because they have to steal more and more before it's curtains.
Yeah,
you know?
And right now my feeling is it's end game, and they know it's end game. So they're going to be distributing more and more to their friends and their cronies, and their friends and their cronies are going to convert that stuff into hard assets because, you know, the, generally the stock market, the real estate market, all of the asset markets float on top of inflation. So that's the one thing that I would disagree with Kim.com on, is he said that all of your assets would lose value. And in reality, your monetary assets will lose value in the inflated currency. And in this case, which is unique in the history of the world, because there is a fiat reserve currency, I expect all monetary assets to collapse, with the exception of cryptocurrency and monetary metals.
I think other fiat currencies will be fine. I mean, they'll take a hit, but I don't see like the euro
they're
collapsing.
All inflating.
Sure.
Well, they're all inflating, and also they're all backed by
nothing.
When you say, well, nothing or a big pile of dollars. Now,
yeah,
there are a couple exceptions
nothing,
to this. There is the Russian, the ruble.
Also backed by nothing.
It's backed by nothing, but it's not backed by a big pile of dollars. And Russia.
But if the dollars are backed by nothing, then everything that is backed by dollars is backed by nothing.
That's what he's saying.
I would
but
say
that
at this
the
point,
is
being backed
exactly
by dollars
same.
Is being backed by worse than nothing.
Ron Paul says we're, in his estimation, 10% into this correction. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. I'm going to continue with what Kim.com has to say here. He's written what he considers to be the most important thread that he has ever made. And so I thought it was really interesting. So we're going to continue. He's looking at the numbers, looking at the tremendous inflation of the money supply of the dollar, and does point out that it is the world's reserve currency, and so therefore they are literally robbing everyone in the world who is holding dollars, and there's a lot of those people.
Who's holding dollars directly or indirectly through their national currency.
He says the problem is this has been going for decades, and there's now no way to fix it. The reality is the U.S. has been bankrupt for some time, and what's coming is a nightmare. Mass poverty and a new system of control. Let me explain why this isn't just doom and gloom talk.
And bankruptcy for a fiat money empire is different than bankruptcy for any other entity, because any other entity goes bankrupt when it runs out of money. It can no longer pay its bills. But a fiat money empire can't run out of money. They will always have more money because they can just print it virtually for free. Although Venezuela is a counterexample where they have to get dollars to pay people to print their currency. But in general, in a modern economy where dollars come into existence mostly through computer transactions that cost nothing, the dollar empire never runs out of money. What happens is that the value of that money drops to zero. Nobody wants it. Not me, the other nobody.
he has a number here which he must have gotten wrong, or he doesn't explain where it came from. He says total U.S. debt is at $90 trillion. Now, last I heard, it only crossed $30 trillion fairly recently. I know it's going up
pretty
fast.
Good Lord, though. But how is he counting debt? Is he counting government debt? Is he counting consumer debt?
Ooh, good point.
Is he counting...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers that
I
you
think
could
he's smart enough not
put
to include
under
consumer
that
debt.
Heading.
Well, I don't remember what consumer debt is off.
The debt of the individual household and
I know,
stuff like
but I
that.
Don't remember what the aggregate.
I don't know either, but
we've talked about it.
I
recently.
Imagine Kim.com is intelligent enough to realize that the consumer debt isn't necessarily going to affect the inflation rates of the U.S. dollar.
Well, it somewhat does. If you read the Austrian economists, they talk about not monetary expansion, but credit expansion. So when a bank lends money that it doesn't have, the money supply gets larger. because it's making a deposit into an account that came from nowhere.
I'm aware of that, but that's like pennies on the thousands for what the U.S. government is printing. Well,
apparently consumer
debt. I don't know. What is the total consumer debt in the United
States?
Apparently
it's about $15 trillion.
$15 trillion.
Yeah, so
okay,
half of the U.S. national debt.
Okay, and that seems more reasonable to me. I had a hard time believing that the people had actually borrowed twice as much as
the government.
Yeah.
So let's just say maybe that number's right, maybe it's not. But either way, he goes on, he points out U.S. unfunded liabilities are at $169 trillion. So what is an unfunded liability? That's where the government has promised to do something in the future, like pay out Social Security or pensions, for instance, for their bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, that would be an unfunded liability.
They're going to come due at some point. They're just not due all it right now.
And there's no money to actually pay for that. Their intention is to tax us in the future to pay for that. But if we don't have anything, they can't tax us.
He says combined, that is
the only good thing about poverty is they can't tax you.
$778,000 per U.S. citizen, or over $2 million per U.S. taxpayer. Because remember, not everybody pays taxes. Remember, he says the only way the U.S. government can operate now is by printing more money, which means hyperinflation is inevitable. The total value of all of the companies listed on the U.S. stock market is $53 trillion. The real value is much lower because the U.S. has been printing trillions to provide interest-free loans to investment banks to pump up the stock market. It's a scam. Most of the $53 trillion, he says, is air. The value of all U.S. assets combined, every piece of land, real estate, all savings, all companies, everything that all citizens, businesses, entities, and the state own is worth $193 trillion. That number is also full of air, just like the U.S. stock market, he says. Mm-hmm. And so then he says, let's do the math. And he adds up the total debt with the U.S. unfunded liabilities totaling $259 trillion, subtracts the total amount of U.S. assets at $193 trillion, and that is a negative balance, according to him, of $66 trillion. He says that $66 trillion of debt and liabilities after every asset in the U.S. has been sold off, which, of course, would never happen, right?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't make people sell their houses to pay off the U.S. national debt. Americans won't stand for that. They will draw a line eventually.
His point, though, is there's not even enough assets in the United States to pay off that staggering amount of trillions. It is not a possibility.
Now, what's the GDP now? It's about $20 trillion, maybe?
Well, but the numbers are irrelevant. The way the fractional reserve system is set up is that there's never enough assets in the land to actually pay back both the dollar
the interest. Yeah, because
the interest. It's designed for us to be perpetually in poverty and in debt.
We got more, though. He's got more. We can talk about all that, and your thoughts are welcome here at 603-283-6160. So the numbers don't work, and as Aria pointed out, they were never intended. They just get worse and worse every single
day. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. We told you a little bit about cryptocurrency earlier, but if you want to learn the basics, I would recommend you go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page there, and then you can learn some the important ground-level stuff that you really ought to know about cryptocurrency. What is it that makes it different from the government money that we've been talking about here? They will teach you those things over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new to crypto, you can go and get the latest news headlines about the world of cryptocurrency anytime you want. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got them for you over there. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, we've been sharing with you Kim.com and his opinion about the collapse that he says is coming. And a lot of people, Ron Paul, who we spoke with last week, says it's happening.
I mean, anyone who's paying attention to the economy, I would think that maybe not a collapse is coming, but economic hardship is certainly, undeniably,
it's here
around the corner.
I mean, it's here. For
also true, yeah.
Gas prices have doubled since Biden took office.
I saw that.
Yeah. And of course, they're up even more because you have to factor in that they went down to less than $2 a gallon during the last year. I think it was at some point during the Trump administration, but started going up before Biden took office. So, I mean, it's gone up quite a bit in just the last 2 or 3 years. And that hurts, as you pointed out, Aria, that it hurts everybody because the prices of everything go up. And, of course, they're printing trillions of dollars in order to fund the government. And that makes prices go up because that's What inflation is an increase in the money supply, and more money floating around chasing the same amount of goods is going to result in the prices of those goods going up as well.
I think the big takeaway from what Kim.com has said here, he mentioned that, you know, that there's not enough assets in the United States to pay off all of its debts.
Nope.
And that's absolutely true, and it's designed that way, but that's because the economy as a whole is set up, is structured to be a game of musical chairs. And when the music stops, someone is always, by definition,
a loser,
left without a chair, and they're eliminated. And when this happened in 2007, we saw a lot of people getting eliminated by having their houses taken,
mm-hmm.
being unable to pay their health care bills or whatever. So I don't know what the biggest loser is going to be in the next great
the
recession.
Poor in the middle class.
Certainly.
Oh, sorry, nobody.
If things go as planned, I expect the biggest loser to be freedom, because I think mm-hmm. this is all part of the Great Reset.
Yes, he mentions that.
We saw the World Economic Forum, through its proxies in the various government, mm-hmm. intentionally shut down every economy in the world. That wasn't an accident, and it wasn't necessitated by the lab-grown virus.
No way.
That was released. What it was, I believe, was a softening up process. And another part of the softening up process, I think, is the destruction of food processing plants all mm-hmm. across the nation. That's going to make it harder and harder for us to be self-sufficient.
Or in the case of the baby formula, the government just shut that place down.
The government shut
they
it down
that one.
After creating the monopoly through the mm-hmm. WIC program, which buys half of the baby food in America
wow.
and only buys it through a few companies.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's something that I've seen covered in only a few places.
Yeah, I knew Similac was the big one, but I didn't make the connection to that just because WIC is also buying Similac.
That's government welfare.
And they're providing the vast majority of welfare to babies in the United States because parents are already living paycheck to paycheck, so they need that little, quote, helping hand from the government.
Yeah, and the more dependent they can make us, you know, the more ability they're going to have to force us into this dystopian future where we will own nothing, but we will supposedly be happy. Now, I don't see how being a slave is likely to lead to happiness. We may
well,
be able to sing some
VR
great
goggles.
Spirituals.
Yeah, they're not handing out the Soma just yet.
They'll hook you up with a Soma, but
well, they are
the
in the
VR
form
goggles.
Of antidepressants, but of course, every once in a while, people on those things go and
they
shoot up
themselves.
A school.
Yeah. You're talking about that metaverse?
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what they're going to have. You're going to own nothing. Oh, you have this digital land. This is, you know, you just come out into the real world to be your tech slave for, you know, 6 to 8 hours mm-hmm. a day, and it's mm-hmm. miserable. You absolutely hate it. But then you get to escape for the next 8 hours into this virtual world.
You can drink your Soylent.
Yeah, and be a pony or whatever it is that people do there. All while being medicated with Soma. Bliss.
Kim.com
in the future.
Continues. This is a lengthy thread that he posted on his Twitter account, @Kim.com, spelled D-O-T-C-O-N. Even if, he says, the U.S., even if they could sell all assets at the current value, which is impossible, it would still be broke. The U.S. is beyond bankrupt. The patient is already dead. The patient is now a zombie. You probably wonder, why are things still going? Why didn't everything collapse yet? Well, it's all perception, denial, and dependency. The perception is the U.S. has the largest economy and the strongest military in the world. But the reality is the U.S. is broke and can't afford its army. The denial is that all nations depend on a strong U.S. dollar or global markets collapse.
I think he's wrong about that, and I think the United States government, they absolutely do have some mechanism in place, some emergency plan to pay their soldiers. It may be gold at Fort Knox, I don't know
it's
what.
It's the printing press.
When the printing press fails... I expect them to seize food
mm-hmm.
and use that, because when it comes down to it, what the soldiers are going to want is to be able to feed their families.
Sure,
that's why the soldiers always get paid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and if it becomes a matter of stay with the army or starve to death, that is going to be the best way to motivate soldiers to do things that they probably don't really want to do, like murder massive numbers of their countrymen.
Well, remember, we can go back and look at Venezuela within the last decade and see what happened there during hyperinflation, where soldiers, they were still working as soldiers because going and working anywhere else was going to guarantee you're going to be missing meals. So working for the government meant that you were eating, and working for anywhere else, like, good luck.
Yeah. And the other thing is, armies, when they don't get paid, they still have their guns.
They turn.
And so they do what's called living off the land, which is a euphemism for living off the population.
Yes.
And stealing and looting.
And they were doing
in order to survive.
They were taking people's animals and slaughtering them and eating them, because even the military didn't have as much as they wanted to eat.
Not to mention the zoo animals.
That happened too.
No.
The reason he says that this U.S. zombie keeps going is because the end of the U.S. is the end of Western prosperity and an admission that the current system failed as a model for the world. It doesn't change the reality. The collapse is inevitable and coming. And then he says, what are our leaders planning? And I hate it when people refer to politicians as leaders. These people, you know, they couldn't lead somebody out of a paper bag.
They are rulers.
Yeah, they're
leaders.
Well, they lead certain people. They lead the they led the people who did this.
Mm.
They made the plans for the evil bastards that actually follow them. It's just, we're not the kind of people who are likely to follow them. So yes, to us, they are definitely not leaders.
They shouldn't be your leader either.
Absolutely not.
Without a controlled demolition, the world will collapse for all, including the elites. The world has changed so much, and nothing seems to make sense anymore. The blatant corruption is out in the open. The obvious propaganda, media, the erosion of our rights. What is the end game? He says, and that's the end of his threat.
He's right, but I don't think the collapse is going to prove that, you know, Western civilization or democracy or Republican concepts, I don't think it's proof that those ideas failed. It'll be proof that statism failed.
Oh,
and that statism in the long run, imperialism, however you wish to characterize it, it doesn't work.
Well, that's the system.
It will be written up as the failure of capitalism, but of course, what we have isn't capitalism, and it never was.
That's true.
And it's been getting farther and farther away from capitalism ever since the fascist takeover during FDR's reign.
Oh, and there was one I skipped. Sorry, the second to last post. You may have heard about the Great Reset. I said he did mention that here. Or the New World Order. It is a controlled demolition of the global markets, economies, is it a controlled demolition of the global markets, economies, and the world as we know it? A shift into a new dystopian future where elites are the masters of the slaves without the cosmetics of democracy. Seems like it.
That's exactly what it is.
And as he points out, and as we saw with the recent World Economic Forum video feed that they had, they're coming right out and telling it to you. They're not hiding this anymore, even though the Bilderberg Group still behind closed doors. World Economic Forum is just blasting it out there.
But the question is, do we have the guns to fight back?
There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 2 is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died.
but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.